The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio today. We have Shelley Bomer and Patty Buchholz. Did I say that right? That's the proper way to say it. There's different ways in different ends of the county, so I got it right. They're co-chairs of the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade Committee, and they are new to the committee. In fact, the committee has kind of been revamped and are looking to new and improve the parade in coming years. This year kind of set. We're going to talk about that. I thank you ladies for being with us today.
Thank you.
I guess first of all, I'd say, how long has the new people been involved in the parade committee? Is this something just been a couple of months, or?
I would basically say maybe 2 months, I would say, at the most.
Yep, 2 months.
2 months.
Patty was involved with the parade last year as one of the volunteers, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and the other people, they just passed the torch? They've done it for years and years and years and decided it's time somebody else carries on?
Absolutely. The committee had the parade for 27 years, and they wanted to retire, so that's basically how we came about being the new parade committee.
Is it kind of a learning curve for you people? I mean, you think of the parade committee and everybody thinks, oh, you know, it's like, you know, they do this the last month before. Yeah, chortle, snark, you know, because
that doesn't happen. No, actually, there is a lot of planning that goes into the parade, and we're kind of like screen little mice this year because we haven't had a lot of that pre-planning, but we're hoping, already thinking about next year, and this year going with a lot of the tradition that has been set, and hoping that everybody that participated in the past continues to participate in the parade this year.
Now, when is the parade? We might as well let people get their calendars out and start marking it down.
Okay. December 1st.
December the 1st. Mm-hmm. It's a Saturday?
Yep, Saturday.
What time does the parade start?
The parade starts at 5:30. Lineup for the parade for the entries begins at 5 o'clock, but the parade begins going down the street at Harbor Beach City Hall, heading east.
Towards the lake.
Towards the lake.
And they turn before they hit the water.
Yep, they do. They turn at the light downtown and head south on 25 for three blocks, and then the parade route ends on Trescott Street.
Does that give you a nice place down there by the park to park everybody while you're getting people out of town so you don't have this big congestion at the end of the parade where it all backs up?
Absolutely, and the police coordinate off so that most of the entries will then just continue right up Trescott Street because that's where they had their lineups, was on Trescott mm-hmm. further west. So
now you are just weeks away from this.
50 days.
And so are you still looking for entrants? Are you still looking
Absolutely.
For people who might have an idea to be part of the parade?
Absolutely. We probably would even take entries right up to the very end, but no matter what your size of entry would be, whether you were just a family that wanted to advertise your family and just spread some holiday spirit around the community, great. To an organization or a business that would want to do something more in the way of a float or other type of entries. I know a lot of our schools in the area take part. The rural schools are involved, and the three schools that are in Harbor Beach participate as well with different types of entries. They've had entries from bicycles to horse-drawn carriages, all of the emergency equipment. So whatever entry you want to place in the parade, we are ready for you.
Now, the time of the parade means it's at December 1st. It's dark outside.
It
so
is.
So this is a lighted parade. And do you need to make preparations for the lighted parade? I mean, you can't have a you know, a 16 block extension cord. You have to figure out how you're going to do this on the go.
That's true, and a lot of the past participants already have been lining up their generators, and they do the lights and have everything lit. In this day of battery operated items, people actually have lights that they wear because they're all battery operated. So encourage as much lighting as possible. Of course, because Santa always arrives at the very end of the parade, we want you to stay away from Santa being on your float in the way of a live person.
It gets confusing for the kids.
It does get confusing when the real Santa comes along at the end.
You've had three Santas go by already. How do I know this is the real one?
That's true.
And does everything need to be lit? I mean, the street lights will be on, but I mean, does everything need to be lit as far as, you know, if you're in a marching band? Do you need lights on the participants in the band, that type of thing?
Well, actually, our band, Harbor Beach High School Band, has little lights that they clip onto their music. Because, no, the street lights are not on.
Oh,
because
not
it
on.
Is a lit parade, only Christmas lights will be lit on homes and the businesses along the parade route. So, no, the street lights are not on.
So if you're making plans, make sure plans that involve some way that people are going to be able to see you.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
You don't want to go through all that work and find out you're driving alone in the dark somewhere and nobody knows you're doing it.
Absolutely.
Now, do you have a theme or anything? Some years they have things going on. This is your first year. I don't know if maybe you've gotten that far yet.
This year, because we didn't have a lot of pre-planning time, we're hoping that just to make the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade something for the community, all of the thumb buddies around, and the families that live in and around the thumb area. Perhaps next year we'll develop a theme. We have gone to many different clubs and organizations within the city of Harbor Beach this year introducing ourselves and presenting the Christmas parade and offering the opportunity to become an entrant, have been receiving a lot of different ideas, suggestions. So some we're going to try to institute this year, others will take more planning. So we will take those into consideration for next year.
Yeah. Could do something like a lighthouse theme.
Absolutely.
A lighthouse showing Santa the way to Harbor Beach or something. You know,
absolutely.
Foggy night when Rudolph is on break.
That's a great idea. We'll have to write that one down. Take notes.
How long has the parade been going on? I know you're just taking over, but this is something that has a long history in Harbor Beach.
Well, I personally have been in Harbor Beach for 36 years, and as far as I can remember, 30 years ago, it could go back further. I'm not sure of that. I know that the past committee had it for 27 years, and then one of the members of our committee, right now, she actually worked on it and was a chairperson of the committee for 3 years prior to that. So we know personally of 30 years ago, but it.
Three decades, that's a long time.
It could date back further.
And you told me before the show started that it was a daytime parade originally.
Originally it was.
Back in those days, I suppose, you know, there wasn't all the technology to make it lighted at night the way you can today.
I mean, absolutely.
Electronics were basically vacuum tubes, and they were hard to keep going with a D-cell battery.
Yep, they certainly were. And you can actually, in looking through the lineups and see some of the entries that we have had the last couple of years, those technologies do play into the different floats that people are now able to have.
Well, you can have running lights and all kinds of things that years ago you were lucky if you could just get a string of lights to work on there with a big bulky converter on your battery.
And last year there was, for the past couple of years, there were some floats that, you know, were set up with sound systems that were extraordinary. So.
How many entries did you have last year? Is this growing through the years?
It has kind of come and go, I suppose, with the times. Last year there were 45 entries. I can find records. The past parade committee was wonderful in keeping historical records. I can find, we have in our possession the parade lineup from 1986.
Wow.
So we could tell you who, you know, who went down the street first, and all of the different entries. So, and in looking through all of those records, the amount of entries have been anywhere from 40 to probably, I think the highest was about 68 entries.
Which, in an off-season Harvard tourist town, isn't bad.
No, that's not bad at all. That just shows the support that is in the Thumb area for our communities.
Now, you're shooting, I believe, for 50 this year.
We are hoping. Yep, mm-hmm. We're hoping for a nice, even round number.
And do people need to contact you first? I mean, sometimes people want to know who's showing up and get an idea, at least in your head, how you might want to line this up, as opposed to, because you don't want two of the same thing together. You'd like to be able to find a way to space it out a little bit. And
absolutely.
You don't want the marching band behind the horses. Been there,
I
done that when I was a kid.
I think that would be pretty interesting, actually.
And we had to make a little detour around every so often just to make sure our shiny white black shoes stayed shiny and black.
Yes, actually, we have information out. We sent over 200 flyers out to businesses, organizations, individuals in and around the Harbor Beach area, with a contact number on that, and that is my contact, Shelley Bomer's contact, with my personal cell number, which is 989-640-5260. We can be contacted in other ways. You can pick up information from Patty, and she has information at her business in Harbor Beach, which is Patty's Barbershop and Tanning, which is on...
located on Second Street.
Second Street. Okay. So a lot of the area people know of Patty's, so they can pick up information from there as well. Debbie Brando also has information, who is a member of your staff, and she has information, as does Vicki Erdman and Ashley Wehner, who are the other members of our committee. So,
what are you looking for? Are you looking for more floats? Are you looking for more bands? Are you looking for just everyday people putting together something? Are you looking for farm implements, maybe, that they can use all the power on that stuff to really light her up? I mean, what is it you're looking for?
Absolutely anything. Of course, you know, the bigger, the grander, the more awesome. But
and as long
even,
as it fits under the traffic lights.
Right, as long as it fits under the traffic lights. However, just in our community, if your family wanted to have a generator and light up your children's wagons or a small utility wagon pulled by a lawn tractor, I mean, to me, bringing family and community together is what we're all about. We would like more bands to participate. We have sent invitations to other high school bands. Cost is a factor.
But you could get a smaller band on a hay wagon.
Absolutely.
Playing as they go down the street, and as long as it's lit up and they're playing, you're going to hear them.
Well, and some of our entries are actually small musical groups that are playing Christmas songs as they are riding on the back of a wagon going down the street. So there are some singers, different performers from different organizations around the whole Thumb area. So that's encouraged. Any type of entry is encouraged. Yes, we would
family
like to.
Family friendly.
Family friendly, absolutely.
And you don't want somebody coming down with a buck pole and it's got
no.
one deer with a red nose
no,
flashing.
Absolutely
you don't want to
not.
Freak the kids out.
No, we don't. And.
But it's family friendly. You want everyone to be able to come down and enjoy it.
We do, yes.
And we were talking a little bit before the show. This is an event that's really for the townspeople and the people in the surrounding community. It's a tourist town. This summer you're trying to draw in from tourists everywhere all over the county and come in from wherever they come for the week and that. But this is a lot really for the community itself to enjoy. It's an event where mainly it's town people and local community, and they can have a chance to get together.
Absolutely. We do want to encourage that. Along the parade route, all of our entries, we try to encourage them to have some sort of a treat to pass out. So you will see the parade line lined with children and adults with some sort of a bag or a receptacle that they can collect goodies as they go along, and anything from candy to hot chocolate packets, and all the different organizations have different things.
And you know, parents, monitor your children, keep them safe. I know
absolutely.
They get eager to run out there, and you know, we want a parade at the end that everybody's enjoyed and no problems.
Right, and one of the things that we do require and ask all of our participants that they actually hand the giveaway items to the spectators of the parade, because we do not want them throwing, because then there's an opportunity to be hurt.
Halfway out in the street and kids are running out to grab it before the other person does, and that's just a good recipe right there.
Absolutely, and Harbor Beach Police Department, as well as we have a lot of other volunteers that will be helping us on the parade day. We hope to be able to have different people spaced out along the route to ensure the safety of the children who are watching the parade, because we don't want any accidents to happen.
Now, based on the weather we're having now, I assume it's going to be dang cold by
it will.
December 1st. Are there places to warm up? Are there hot chocolate available, things like that, that people may be able to participate in? And if so, where do they need to be close to get it?
Well, downtown, one of our banks that is around the Thumb area, Signature Bank, usually has some free hot chocolate to give to spectators. So that's one item. You will see families with loaded down with lots of blankets covering up everybody. At certain points along the parade route, you're actually able to sit in your vehicle to watch the parade, so that happens, so they stay warm. You will see cars.
That's especially good if you really have an infant.
Absolutely.
You don't have to get
absolutely.
Cold, but you can still see what's going on.
You will see people parked along the side streets. And as they see the parade starting to come, then they'll run out and watch the parade and then scurry back to their cars when the parade is over. As to the weather, we can't predict that.
No, no.
There have been times that, as a spectator, I was watching the parade where it was short sleeve weather, and there have been times that it's freezing rain, snow blowing so hard that you hardly can see the participants, but fortunately,
good time had by
good all. Absolutely. Everybody has mustered through that bad weather and stayed.
Well, terrific. You're a new committee.
Yes.
Do you have fresh ideas? Are you looking for fresh ideas? I know you like this year you said you wanted to stick with a lot of the traditions, and traditions are good, and that's what, you know, people like to have some of the traditional things, but they like to also freshen things up a little bit and maybe have something new, and if it doesn't quite work, you can go on to something else, but at least you give it a shot, and that's a lot of times what happens when new people come on. Is that something you're working on?
It is. As we started late with our planning for this year, we want to stay as close to the tradition that has been developed, and it's a wonderful tradition. And so next year we do have some some plans that we're going to try some different things and perhaps draw more people downtown to the community area with the children and visits with Santa Claus and after the parade and items of that nature. But those are all right now in the planning talking stages. But of course, we all know that this is when you need to start planning for an event of this size.
Because some things you need to book places ahead, let people know when it's going to be so they don't do something else at that time. And if you're going to get certain people to come, then you need to make sure their schedule fits it. And it's all logistics.
Yes, it is. But fortunately for us, the first Saturday in December is when our parade traditionally has been and is going to continue to be. So
that avoids conflicts with people going out of town on the Thanksgiving weekend and all of that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Because people do hit the roads on those days for family and friends and such. And this way you can attract a bigger crowd in town.
Absolutely. And that's our goal.
And part of the event is to promote the downtown. Isn't it? I mean, you moved it to Saturday evening, which means the businesses can stay open till their normal 5-ish or whatever, and then, bam, the people are downtown, they can start getting ready for the parade.
Absolutely.
How soon can you set your chairs out for this? I mean, I know there are some communities that have problems with this. You close off the road, say, at 5 in the evening so that you don't have people parked along the parade route so that people have a clear view? Is this something the police set up for you?
Actually, the morning of the parade, we start to put the signs out for the no parking along the no parking area. And some people, I have known of people that will go and park their car in the areas that a car can be parked, and then they are picked up by a family member or a friend, and then their car is in that spot because we don't have any parking restrictions as to how long you can be there. So they're not metered.
But
so they could put their chairs out along the parade route. We, at this time, do not have any restrictions as to placing your chairs.
But if you place them out, you better stick with them so you know they're there when it comes time for the parade, too, because you never know in this day and age.
That's true, but I know that our police department is going to be very vigilant and watching out for all of those incidences.
For the Grinches?
For the Grinches, that's true. There always are a few Grinches.
So you are meeting right up to the parade, basically, to get this year's going. Does it start right away afterwards? Do you think, like, you know, November 2nd or December 2nd? Gee, we're going to have to start thinking about what went right, what went wrong, and what we want to do maybe to make events after the parade for people to stay in town a little longer or queue things up closer to the parade so all the events kind of flow together, these types of things.
Well, actually, we have been talking about our debriefing, so to speak, to happen immediately after, to look at what didn't work, what worked wonderfully, what do we need to change, tweak, and all of that. So I believe that's going to happen on December 2nd. So.
And I'm sure you get input from the police because, you know, they're the ones who often have to make sure these things work. And,
absolutely.
You know, if they have suggestions that maybe, you know, we need to start a little earlier or whatever, that, you know, all these things would help them, would be good for the parade itself.
And we do have a new Harbor Beach police chief, so
Todd's in there now.
Yeah, so for him, this is also something new, even though he's been involved in the parade, now being the go-to person for the city police. You know, it's new for him as well, so, and he's had some great suggestions as well, so it'll be great.
Well, he probably worked the trenches for years on parade day, so now that he knows what he saw could go maybe a little smoother, maybe he can iron them out for you.
And actually at some of our committee meetings, some of our city fathers have spoken up and spoken about concerns that citizens have had for parades in the past and spoken to why it is that, you know, they are doing that type of for instance, the lineup. Why the lineup? Why we start out with the police department? And it's
a... They have a siren to clear the road.
it's a safety issue, and we are all about making sure that everybody has a great holiday season and begins it safely.
Now, you were telling me that actually there are accommodations made for some of the seniors at the parade.
Yes, there are. Harbor Beach Community Schools has in the past and will continue to provide a school bus for our seniors that are at the Harbor House apartment complex.
Which is a senior living facility,
absolutely. And any other seniors that don't live at the complex are welcome to join onto the bus as well.
They just go to that location.
They go to that location.
For easier parking there.
Yep. The school bus picks them up and takes them to a special designated parking area in the downtown area for this bus, and they get to watch the parade and in the warmth and comfort of a school bus. I guess warmth, but maybe not so comfortable, but it's a school bus.
Oh, I imagine that's got to be, you know, like bringing back a whole lot of memories. It's been probably
Absolutely.
A lot of years they haven't been on a school bus.
Absolutely. And they seem to enjoy it. There's kind of gets their holiday season started out as well.
And you also mentioned there's a place near the end of the parade where the seniors at the long-term care or something?
Yes.
Get a view of it as well.
And the reason that the parade actually continues south on 25 and ends at Trescott, well, a couple of reasons, but...
Because if you went straight, you'd get wet.
That's correct. But the senior citizens that are in the long-term care facility at the Harbor Beach Hospital, they will take those seniors out to the big day room and with big windows, and it's an elevated location, so they're able to see the parade as it goes by and enjoy that.
And it sounds like a great time for the family to get together there, you know, come over and be with Grandma or Grandpa while they watch
Absolutely.
The parade inside, and bring them field glasses so they can see real close, and they can talk about, I know that person, and I know that, I know how that works.
Yeah.
And I know that person,
yep.
and,
Absolutely.
Yeah, that seems like it'd be a prime opportunity for family there.
Yep, and like we've said before, family, community is what it's all about.
And again, this is coming up the 1st of December.
Yes.
And the time?
The time is, the parade begins at 5:30. Entrants will need to be in their spot, and they will all be assigned a spot. Once we get your entry form, then...
And can they get that online? Do we need to call you?
No, we don't have it online. That's something we're looking to for next year.
That new modern thinking.
Yes. They can either pick up a parade entry form from Patty at Patty's Barbershop and Tanning, or they can call my number and I will mail them one or drop it off at their house. We've done a lot of hand delivering of our entry packets this year because the parade is a not-for-profit and all of our costs are handled through donations only, so it's...
And I guess this question I should have asked probably at the beginning. The parade committee, totally separate from any other organization? You're not affiliated with the chamber or
no,
a subcommittee of it or anything like this? This is something that's a totally independent effort from people in the community to keep
yes.
this parade alive?
Yes, and actually we operate under our own business name of the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade. So we have our own business license and everything.
And again, you say it's all by donations, and as far as, you know, people donating time or efforts, all that kicks into the balance to make it fly.
It does, yes. None of us get paid. I guess our pay would be an internal payment in our hearts because we're doing things for our community.
And that's one of the efforts that keeps a community. Is when people work together to support it, to make it not just a place, but a home.
But a home, absolutely.
That you come back to time and time again. Well, I appreciate you taking time today. Again, if you could give them the phone number if they want to.
I will do that.
And Patty, you can give them your address to the store so that people want more information, they can get it, and maybe we can get you up to 50, maybe even 55.
Oh, there we go. That would be wonderful. We'd be doing cartwheels. Yeah. Well, maybe not cartwheels.
That could be a parade down there.
There you go. That would be its own. My name is Shelley Bomer, and I can be contacted at 989-640-5260.
And
Patty Buchholz, and my address is 119 South 2nd Street, Hover Beach, Michigan.
And that's a business. They can stop in during business hours, and you can give them a sheet and what they need to know.
Yes, Patty's Barbershop and Tanning Salon.
In between cutting hair and getting people brown.
Yes.
Thanks for being with us. I hope you get a good turnout. I hope
you
get a lot of entries this year. And thanks for stepping up and keeping the parade going for maybe the next three decades. Not so single-handedly.
Yeah, okay.
Not single-handedly, but
wait a minute here.
Part of the chain.
Part of the chain. Absolutely. And we do want the parade to be as successful as it has been in the past.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Our guests today on the program have been Shelley Bomer and Patty Buchholz. They're the co-chairs of the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade Committee. It is coming up December the 1st in Harbor Beach, and again, you can call them or stop out and let them know, and they'll help you maybe even be part of the lighted parade this year. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we'll clue you in on all the latest in the news here at WLEW.